Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears, cubs, fathers, daddies, and papas. This is episode 70. Welcome everyone, thank you for downloading this special episode of Bear Podcast. This is Denard, and I'm podcasting here in the suburbs of Houston. This is not a regular episode that some of you guys may hear. This is a special episode. Why? Because of Father's Day. It's a very special show, which means a lot to me. I have here a series of interviews with gay fathers who have their stories to tell. They have stories to tell in coming out while having their families, how they struggled and how they succeeded. So, I hope you guys enjoy the show.
It is my pleasure to have Lloyd and Robert here in the show, and they are very active in the gay community and very active in the Houston area Bears. Also, they are part of the committee that made Bear Watch 7 successful. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, so this is about Father's Day. It's a Father's Day special. So, first of all, Lloyd, happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, so, well, happy Father's Day too, Robert, because you're pretty much part of it too. Yeah. Okay, so first, how long have you been together?
Almost 21 years. Two more months and we'll be together 21 years.
Oh my goodness, 21 years. Yes. So how about, how many children did you have to take care of? You know, I know before. how did that go?
Well, I don't know that you take care of children. No, that's not true. we have two children and we have them because I was married at one point, so biologically I'm their dad. But Robert's been part of their lives since they were just about 2 and 4. Mm-hmm. And they're just about 23 and 25 right now.
Oh, wow.
So he's been there for them all these years. And they don't call him dad or uncle or anything like that. He's Robert, but he's definitely a big part of their lives.
I see. So you were helping them up in school?
The early years, they lived with their mom and came to visit us during the summers. So we were like the summer dads. And then as they got a little older, they actually moved in with us and lived with us until they were adults and moved out on their own.
That's awesome. Okay, so what's the hard part in parenting?
The hardest part of parenting is being consistent. You give your children rules. And then when you're really tired and they just persist in doing the same thing over and over that you've already told them not to do, and when you're really tired and you just want to give in and say, okay, go away, leave me alone and do what you want to do, but you can't do that, because if you do that, then you just kind of basically lose control. That's what children do. That's what people do as they learn and they evolve and they grow, is they constantly test the limits of the authority. And we weren't authoritarian parents necessarily, but we were definitely considered cool dads, only in the way that, you know, the boys, once they moved in with us, they were always happy to bring friends home with them. And their friends, basically we told them that their friends had to know exactly what kind of, you know, family home they were coming into, where their father was gay and, you know, dad's partner was there, because we never wanted them to come back or their parents to come back saying, you know, oh my God, my son, my daughter was in this, you know, perverted home or anything like that. And they always had friends over, and they loved it. And a lot of times they judged their friends by whether or not they could accept their parents.
Oh, okay.
If they couldn't
that
accept,
is interesting.
Yeah, if they couldn't accept Robert and I as being good, loving parents, you know, and a happy home created by that, then they didn't necessarily need those particular kids as their friends.
When did they know that they're a gay couple? I mean, they were very young. They were young.
Right after we got together, we became real active in an organization here in Houston called Gay Fathers. And it's basically a social support organization that for men who have parent or who have children, and that evolved into the Houston Gay and Lesbian Parents group here in Houston. And so you were able to bounce off ideas and situations with other parents that have gone through the same things you were going through, and it was a great support network. Every year they have a conference of parents around the country and around the world that they can get together and share issues, concerns. And when the boys were 8 and 10, the conference was here in Houston. Actually, Lloyd and I were the two co-chairs for the conference here. And it's during the summer, and the boys were going to be with us, so we took that opportunity to explain our lives to them, and that we're not alone, and that they're not alone, that there are other children that have gay parents, and they were able to meet other people at that time and see their families, and that's basically when we came out to them, was when they were 8 and 10, because one of the most important things we have always felt is to be honest with your kids.
Well, that's when we came out to them, but they had actually already approached their mom and said, "We think Dad is gay." And unfortunately, I was dealing with an ex-wife who didn't have everything together, and in the beginning, she swore that I would never see my children again and said they'd be better off thinking their father was dead than to know that he was gay. And then once she realized she was going to have to allow the boys to visit me in our home, she begged me basically not to tell the boys that I was gay. So when they came to her and said, "We think Dad is gay," she denied it, and we were put in a really horrible position. But the boys knew. They, you know, and the one thing that we discovered in talking to many, many, many other gay parents is that the one thing that children want the most for their own parents is for their parents to be happy. The rest doesn't matter as long as they're happy, whether it be with another man or another woman or whether it means being single. They just want their mom or their dad to be happy.
That's awesome. So how about the rewarding part of being parents, being gay parents?
It's being grandparents.
Oh! Okay. Wow.
Yeah. The boys actually had both moved back home with us, one of them bringing his wife and the other bringing his girlfriend and her daughter. And then this was just at a point in their lives when they needed to kind of sit back and take inventory of where they were going with their lives, and it wasn't going to be a permanent thing. And in the meantime, my youngest son and his girlfriend had their child, and then a little over a year ago, both of our sons and our one daughter-in-law who has no children all decided to join the Army.
Okay.
That was not our decision for them. That was not anything we encouraged them to do. But we've always taught them to make their own decisions and to believe in their decisions, and that we would support them in their decisions. And we're very proud of the boys and of our daughter-in-law who's in the Army. We're also very proud of our now daughter-in-law who has given us two grandchildren.
Oh, wow.
And our grandchildren are 1 and 2.
Wow.
And so because all the kids are in the military, everybody's spread out because our oldest son is in Iraq right now. Has been there for about 7.5 months. His wife, of almost 5 years now, is up in Oklahoma in the Army. And then our other son with the two children is in upstate New York. He's stationed up there, and his wife and two children are there with him.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the rewarding part is seeing them grow and what they bring you later in life that, you know, shows you that you must have done something right because they turn into really good people.
Yeah, I could see them. I met them one time when we were at your place.
Yes.
And, yeah, I could tell.
Yeah, they're good kids. They're good people.
Yeah. So for Father's Day, what are you guys going to do?
What are we doing for Father's Day? Well, since all the kids are gone, the Father's Day is for us, but we're still active in the community also. So we're doing things for the community this weekend.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Here in Houston, Daddy of Montrose contest, and Robert is running for Daddy of Montrose. It's just a community title. It doesn't lead to anything. It's sort of a leather thing. It's definitely a daddy thing. And I'm one of the past daddies of Montrose, and this is another year where I'm going to get up and give the speech that, you know, if you're running for Daddy of Montrose because you want all the boys to look at you and say, ooh, daddy, forget it. Because this is more about being community-minded, being a good representative for the community, hopefully raising some money for some charities within the community. Not a great deal is expected, so it's all about what you make of it, and it's a good opportunity to become a little bit better known in the community, and to I don't know about gaining respect, because Robert already has a lot of respect in this community, but with all the work that he's already done, but it's just being recognized a little bit more and doing more for the community. It's working.
Awesome. So it's going to be this coming Sunday, huh?
The contest is actually on Father's Day every year.
Okay.
So the middle of the afternoon at one of the local bars here, Mary's. So if you're listening, and come out and show your support.
Yeah. Well, good luck on that one then.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know you guys are very active in the community, and I really thank you for that. And thank you for being in Bear Podcast.
Oh, thank you, Maynard.
Sorry about that audio in the end. We were recording at Bebas on West Gray in the Montrose area. And that meeting room always have that background noise, even when we're having the Houston Area Bears meeting every Wednesday, every second Wednesday of the month. Anyway, so thank you, Lloyd and Robert. Okay, so let's go on with the next interview.
Okay, everyone. I have here a special guest. There's a friend of mine. His name is David. Hello, David. How are you doing?
Hi, Maynard.
This is a special episode that I have. It's really for Father's Day. And how long have you been a father?
My oldest child is 11 years old.
I see. Okay.
I have three children, 6, 8, and 11.
I see. How do you feel about that? I mean, was it hard for you to, being gay and having children? Or when did you realize that you're gay? Or I don't know the history. So can you tell the audience?
I knew I was gay at about 11 years old, but I chose to get married and have a family to please my father, I think, and it didn't work out too good that way. Mm-hmm. So I've been divorced 2 years, and I'm much happier.
Oh, okay, that's cool. So, in any way, do you think you regret having kids or having a family?
Oh, absolutely not. I love my children. I wouldn't trade them for the world.
That's true, yeah. That's good, yeah. And I'm sure many fathers, I can't imagine a father who would regret it, really. I know.
That's true.
Yeah.
No, being a father has been a wonderful experience and something I truly enjoy. And I'm glad I've had the opportunity to do it. Yes, most gay men don't ever get to do this.
That's right. The way I look at it, really, you know, is that, like you, it's very special because I could see you're having the best of both worlds. Just my point of view. You know, you had the opportunity to have kids, to have a family, and, you know, before doing heterosexual stuff. And now, I guess you're gay, right? Doing the gay.
Yes, no, I'm definitely gay.
Yeah, you're definitely gay. And gay as in happy, too, huh? That's right.
Yeah, I'm so happy I'm gay.
Okay, so what's the hardest part that you can see? I mean, what's the hardest part in being a gay parent?
For me, it's been balancing my time and dating men.
Oh, okay.
Between working and when I do have my children, which is every other weekend for 4 days at a time, it's very hard for me to have time to go out and socialize or meet any other men that I would find interesting.
Oh, I see.
That's been the hardest part.
Okay.
And I do tend to keep my personal life separate from my children, They know that I'm gay, but there hasn't been anyone special, so I haven't brought anyone around them.
Oh, really? Okay. Oh, so if ever you do meet that special someone, you would gladly introduce him to your kids?
Well, absolutely. If I was going to have a partner, I mean, mm-hmm. or what would I say? Go home Thursday and come back Monday?
Okay.
You know, they would be part of my life and part of my life and part of me as my children.
Yeah, that is awesome.
There's no way to divide us.
That's right. So, all your listeners there, he's single here, okay? David is single.
I'm definitely single.
So email me so I could pass the message to him if you guys want to meet him.
Way to go, Maynard.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, okay, so one last question. What is the best thing about being a father for you?
Wow. Becoming totally immersed in someone else and their needs. When I'm with my children, I try to focus all my attention on them. And it's nice to get away from myself, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I find it very rewarding, and I enjoy nurturing them. Mm-hmm. And it's fun doing kid things like roller skating, going to the movies, going to the park, football games, baseball games, all the things that I really didn't do growing up, I get to do now and relive my childhood with my kids.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and that's been a lot of fun.
That's right.
And someday when I'm old, I get to torture them and treat them like crap like they treat me now. It all goes back in a circle.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, Father's Day is coming up, or actually this might air around Father's Day, so do you have any plans on Father's Day?
We're having a pool party, and my family's coming over, and my kids will be there, and we're just going to hang out for the day and swim.
Awesome.
No big plan.
That's good.
We have to go to Papacitos, because every year we go to Papacitos, and I've got the coffee cups lined up in my cabinet, so I need one more. So we'll do that, and we'll swim.
It has to be Papacitos, huh? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Has to be Papacitos.
Okay. Well, David, I really, really appreciate you being in the show, and thank you very much, and I hope you do well being a gay father.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I was hanging out with Dave Sunday night at Ripcord. Yeah, but that was a Skype-in call. You know, I called him up, but then Sunday night we just hanged out in the bars. Okay, here's one more interview. It is my pleasure to have my good friend Jerry from San Antonio. How are you, Jerry?
I'm doing great, Maynard. How's everything in Houston?
Oh, pretty good. Very, very warm. And
yeah. It's hot here as well, extremely hot.
Uh-huh. This show is actually a Father's Day special, so I would like to see your side of being a gay father. Okay,
it's been quite interesting.
Yeah, really, is it? How long have you been out?
Actually, it's been about 12 years.
12 years that you've been out, and was it hard for you being a gay parent and being out?
Yeah, it was extremely difficult. I got outed, and that was very difficult on the family. And my daughter and I, she was in the process of getting married when I got outed. And we went for a very long drive. And by the time we got back to the house, my daughter looked at me and says, "Dad, you've got to do what makes you happy. If this is what makes you happy, then I'm behind you 100%. And that was a key, because I could lose a wife, but I could not lose a daughter. If I would have lost my daughter, it would have been... I don't know how I would have handled it. It would have really been hard. But she's very supportive, and I even got grandkids, and I see them twice a week, sometimes more, and the relationship between my daughter and myself is it can't be any better.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And she actually knows my partner and welcomes my partner into the home. And the grandkids absolutely loves him, so it's turned out to be really a good thing.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear. That's of all the gay fathers that I've known, yeah, I think when the children know about their parents about that, they're always happy about it. I mean, being honest to your children is always good.
Yeah, well, like I said, it would have killed me if my daughter would have turned against it, but she did not. So
yeah.
I was lucky because I still have a great relationship with my daughter, my ex-wife, and so it's been good. It wasn't easy in the beginning, but things progressed down the path, and so
yeah.
Being a father, I've seen the best of both worlds, and I don't have any regrets whatsoever of being a father.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good to hear. Do you have any hardships along the way? Any concrete ones? An example, probably, that being something that is hard for you, being a gay parent along with having kids.
Any hardships that I have experienced being a gay father and having kids? The hardest thing I would have to say has been the introducing my partner to the family.
Okay.
That has to be the most difficult because you know, they don't know how to take the person that's coming into my life, and then they're wondering if that person is going to support the family. And so it's a interesting transition when you actually introduce your partner to the family, and my daughter's handled it extremely well.
I see. That's good to hear.
Yeah, to the point they throw birthday parties for my partner. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah, you've been telling me about it. Yeah. How about the good things about it? What's the most rewarding thing that you could think of being a gay father?
The rewarding thing is I'm in tune with more of what's happening. I see both sides. I see the side of the fathers, and I see the side of the individuals that's never had kids. And so I understand the balance of family a lot more than most gay men do. So there's good things in both. And so as you see the balance, it tends to give you a little bit more of a better outlook on life.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, okay.
I don't know if that makes any sense, but I've seen both sides, and I've lived both sides, and so I'm more in tune with people that are married and they like to play on the side. I understand the bi side of the lifestyle. And I know it's extremely difficult when men have the same likes of other men and they're married with families and they can't get away. And so I understand that side. And a lot of gay men don't understand the side of being married and having kids. And they can't get away to play anytime they want to play. So mm-hmm. I do understand both sides of the fence.
I see. Well, so what are your plans for Father's Day? Are you going to have a party? Or
Actually, they're coming over here to my apartment. They're going to cook. My daughter's coming over with the grandkids, and they're going to cook my favorite meal, which is chicken fried steak. And then Joe and myself and my grandkids are going to go swimming in the pool.
Oh, awesome. That's great.
And I'm looking forward to it. And they're a lot of fun to be around. They're at that age that they just like to have fun. And I'm, as you can tell from the beginning of this, I'm doing reverse aging. Mm-hmm. So Joe gets to have all the fun with them in the pool. So, but that's what we're doing for Father's Day.
I see. That's good. Well, okay. So, yeah. Well, thank you very much for being in the show. Thank you very much.
Everybody all right, Maynard. Thank you, and I look forward to listening to it.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
I would like to thank the gay parents who I had the honor to interview the show. Lloyd, Robert, Dave, and Jerry, thank you for telling us your story. Before I go, let me tell you guys about myself. Back in 1998, when I moved to Dallas for a new job, my father was in the hospital, and I couldn't visit him because, you know, I just started a new job. You can't just leave for work when you're starting a new job. On June 20th, 1998, my father died due to heart failure and other complications.
I didn't get to see him before he passed. I wasn't able to see him before he died. If only he were alive today, I would like him to know more about me. I wish I had that last son and father talk, you know. Now I can't, unless perhaps if I use a Ouija board. If he were alive today, maybe I could even have him in the show. I have a request for you guys. Pick up the phone and call your dad and ask him how he's been. Maybe catch up on sports, talk about cars, talk about do-it-yourself projects at home. You know, the guy stuff. And if you're not in good terms with your dad, just call anyway and simply ask what's up. Or probably send him a card. Now, to all you straight fathers out there, who may be listening to the show, like Trucker Bear in Live Journal. Hey, Trucker Bear, shout out. I hope you enjoyed your time with your family on Father's Day. And to all you gay fathers, give yourselves a pat on the back. You're doing a great job. And I'm happy for you coming out and being yourself. I personally think that being a gay father is like having the best of both worlds. You know, you may have gone through a transition from heterosexual to homosexual. It's just my opinion, you know. You may have been gay all along, but you may have that desire to have kids. Now, if you're a gay couple who adopted children, now that is awesome. You really chose to be parents. Give each other a pat on the back. If you have any comment about this show, send me an email at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. You can also catch me on LiveJournal as BR Chase. You can add me as a friend if you're in LiveJournal. Call my voicemail line at 206-222-BEAR. I'd like to hear from you. I will play that in the show. Visit the website at www.bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening. To all the fathers out there, happy Father's Day. Many wolves in, many hugs.